Last night I watched a crying child gasp out the awful thing she'd seen her daddy do. His slurring whisper first accused and then condemned, pronouncing punishment on Mama for every disappointment in his life. His brawny hands clamped down on Mama's finger, the one that wore his wedding ring, and bent it back, and back, and back until it broke. His filthy leather belt squeezed Mama's throat so tight she couldn't beg for mercy or appease him with a nervous laugh the way she always did when Daddy came home mean. He jerked her down to whimpering submission and hit and pushed and heaved and didn't stop. Today, I see my man through different eyes, his little faults and ordinary selfishness. He didn't compliment my meatloaf, but neither did he slam it in the garbage, plate and all. He didn't thank me once for laundering his clothes, but neither did he scream at me for leaving tiny creases in his shirts and burn me with the iron. He didn't praise my brilliance when excitedly I told him all the details of my latest little triumph, but neither did he call me stupid and pathetic and sneer with beer-soaked pals at my attempts to be somebody. I found his dirty socks piled on the floor. Again. So what? Police won't find my crumpled body lying there, my children cowering from violence committed in their sight. I think how casually I've exercised my right to tell my husband, no, not now, when his desire doesn't suit my mood, while other women writhe, imprisoned, helpless to prevent the pain and shame from penetrating deep. I've stared my husband down, eyes pinched to slits by petulance, when we had silly disagreements, while other women venture sideways glances at their men, eyes swollen halfway shut by backhand slaps, stained purple, green, and yellow. I've murmured sour comments when my husband hasn't paid me quite enough attention, while other women murmur wretched prayers. Dear God, let me escape his notice. Please make that man forget that I exist for just one day, 1 hour, 1 minute of reprieve. Now, chastened by a little daughter's sobs, I lift my prayer, too. Lord, pour your peace and strength upon them, and help me never take for granted this good man I see through two unblackened eyes.